it's time for Your Career with Mike Palumbo. If you'd like to talk to Mike about your career situation, call 323-580-5738. Now, here's your host, Mike Palumbo.
Are you having trouble with phone interviews? Are you having trouble getting beyond the phone interview? When you're phone interviewing, you should have one goal in mind, and that's to set up a face-to-face interview, period. Once you schedule a face-to-face interview with the interviewer, get off the phone as fast as you can. Goal accomplished. Goal accomplished. The longer you stay on the phone with the interviewer, the chances of you saying something you shouldn't will increase. Once the face-to-face interview is set, get off the phone. There's nothing else good that can come out of this phone interview. Now, of course, you're going to get acquainted with the interviewer and confirm credentials. But as soon as you see an opening to say, this sounds interesting, when can we get together? or this sounds interesting, when can I see your operation? The sooner you can interject some kind of phrase like that in the phone interview, the better. And I want you to start pushing for a face-to-face interview as soon as possible. When? As soon as possible. As soon as the niceties are over and the get acquainted is over, bingo, boom, start pushing for a face-to-face. Now, why am I telling you this? Why am I telling you to push for an in-house face-to-face interview so quickly? Well, when you're interviewing with an HR person or a corporate recruiter type, they're screening you out, not in. They're screening you out, not in. This is very important. They don't want to put somebody in front of a hiring manager if you're unqualified for the position. So they're listening. They're listening for knockout factors in your phone interview to screen you out. Believe me when I tell you this. I have had clients at our firm screen excellent candidates out of contention that had excellent credentials and references. Why? Why? Why did they pass on these people? Because the candidates, or a particular candidate, rambling too much. Because the candidate rambling too much, they said something they shouldn't have during the phone interview. Don't ramble on the phone and say something you shouldn't. This stuff happens more than you think. Okay? And sometimes there's traps being laid for you to do that. Don't do it. If you can, this is for you people that are a little more risky than others. But if you can pull this off, this is the better, okay? If you can, don't even set up a phone interview. Go straight to the face-to-face, especially if it's for a local opportunity. There's no reason to interview on the phone if it's for a local opportunity. The reason why I'm harping on this is because companies don't hire people. Let me say that again. Companies don't hire people. People do. And people hire people they like. Get it? People hire people they like. And what is the best way to get people to like you? Face to face. Even if you're a good communicator on the phone, let's say you're a heavy phone user, right? And you use the phone a lot for business. It's a little bit different in an interview than it is a business call. But even if you're a heavy phone user, don't stay on the phone very long. To push for an in-house interview. If you're having trouble with phone interviews, this could be one of the reasons. So if you're not a good communicator on the phone, or if you have a heavy accent, maybe it's very difficult to understand you, this can kill a phone interview. It can absolutely kill it. And not a lot of people are good on the phone. They're good with their friends. Hey, what's up? You know, whatever. But they're not good clearly speaking and getting their point across. Especially if they don't use the phone a lot in business. So if you have a heavy accent or something and it's very difficult to understand you, this can kill a phone interview. I can't stress this enough. Push for a face-to-face in-house interview as quickly as you can. Got it? Now,
I'm losing my train of thought here. Got distracted.
If you have absolutely no phone skills, okay, and you have to do a phone interview, here's some things you must do before your phone call. Okay. As if you have to, okay? Some big corporations have strict guidelines, and you can't push for an in-house interview as hard as you can. You just can't get them to bend on it, okay? So if that's the case and you have to do a phone call, phone interview, I should say, here's what I want you to do. First of all, make sure you're in a quiet place. Make sure you're in a quiet place. I've had candidates get passed because they were talking on the phone in the bathroom, at the airport, outside. The client calls me, hey, I sound like a pretty good person there, Mike, but I couldn't understand them. Okay? I couldn't hear them. They had a bad cell connection, whatever the case is. Make sure you, number one, get into a quiet place. Sit up straight or stand. No kids or dogs in the room. Okay? No kids, no dogs, no distractions. Don't surf the internet while you're on the phone interview. Turn your computer off. Look the other way. You know what I mean? You don't check your email or text people. Hey, I'm on an interview right now. Talking to the... No. It's too distracting. Plus, I'll hear it. Be-doo, be-doo, be-doo. You know, that's too distracting. The interviewer can hear this stuff going on, and they know they think you're not paying attention. Even if you are paying attention. You see how these phone interviews are? That's why I don't like them. If you can avoid them, don't do them. But anyway, back to my points. Get in a quiet room. Sit up straight. No kids. No dogs in the room. Don't surf the internet. Don't check your email or text people. And this is key. Make sure you have a quality phone and it's fully charged. If you're using a handheld phone, it's a home phone, but it's a handheld. Make sure it's fully charged. Make sure your cell phone, if you have to use a cell phone, make sure your cell phone's fully charged. Sounds obvious, doesn't it? But you wouldn't believe how many times I speak to candidates and their phone dies, okay? No TVs in the room. Don't watch TV. Don't even mute it. Don't even have it on. And this is the most important thing other than to not do phone interviews. That's the most important thing. Don't do them if you don't have to. But if you have to do them, this is probably the most important tip I'm going to give you. Don't take the call unless you're ready. Don't wing it. Do not take the phone call unless you're ready. Don't wing it. If you're sick or whatever, don't take it. Reschedule it. The other thing is make sure you have your resume or bio and the information you sent the company in front of you so you can look at it and review it while they're speaking to you about your background. You have it in front of you. Got it? But do not take the phone call unless you're ready. So number one, don't do phone interviews if you can avoid it. Don't do them. Trust me, people, push for an in-house interview as soon as you can. That's the purpose of a phone interview. The purpose of a phone interview to you is to set up a face-to-face. That'll be your goal will be accomplished if you do that. Okay? But if you do have to do it, do a phone interview, make sure you follow those rules, guidelines I just gave you, and don't take the phone call unless you're ready. I hope this helps all of you out there with this issue. Good luck to each and every one of you. For more insiders career tips, go to askmikepalumbo.com. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Your Career with Mike Palumbo, a presentation of the Career Radio Network. For more career tips, go to yourcareerwithmike.com.